You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Hello, welcome to Direction for Life broadcast, and I'm Marcia Bailey, and I'm so glad you're with us on today. Listen, recently I had an amazing opportunity to minister at a phenomenal church, and the church was Bible Way Atlas Road, their women's conference. Man, it was phenomenal. God placed on my heart to share a word, the spirit of faith. Life will come at you. Things won't go right. Things look like they're going from bad to worse, but we don't allow those to move us. We stand on the word of God. We trust God. We have the spirit of faith. So let's get into the word and let's discover how we can have the spirit of faith. Amen. Give me three hallelujahs as you take your seats. Give me three thank you, Jesus. Give me three God is good. Amen. Let's get into the word on tonight. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. I love the whole fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, but I'm going to jump through the passages of scriptures here. You know, it's such a strong letter speaking of Paul testifying to the church of Corinth regarding their stance in faith and what they did and how God brought them out. And so he began to share with them about what their determination, their posturing, and their attitude, and how they were focused. So he was testifying. So I love what the first verse, and then we're going to go to the eighth verse. He says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. I like the Amplified says, therefore, since we do hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, you've been good to us, granting us favor, benefits, and opportunities, and especially salvation, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, and despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustions. Every time I read the first verse, I almost get off and distracted. He basically said, because God, you already been good to me. Because you already taken us through and you already blessed us. You already showed us favor. You already been kind. You already been good. That we ain't going to give up. Because you already done enough for us. Even though we may be presently going through something, we're not going to complain. We're not going to forget about your goodness. We're not going to forget about how you saved us, how you delivered us, how you healed us. Come on, y'all, think about what God has did for you, what he done for you on last week or what last year. And you recognize, God, you already been good to me. Eighth verse, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. 14 verse, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall be present us with you. So he's basically saying, yes, we've gone through some stuff, troubled, distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken. Why? Because we understand that Jesus is going to bring us through. That he's going to raise us up. So therefore, we have a spirit of faith. So the subject of tonight comes from the verse 2 Corinthians, the 4th to 13th chapter says, we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. I want to talk to you tonight about the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. So here you have, he's talking about what they've gone through and what they had to deal with. But they said, guess what? Even though we've been persecuted, even though we've been going through some stuff, we have a spirit of faith because we know God's going to raise us up. We're not moved by what we feel. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we're going through. Why? Because I know God's going to raise us up. We're not moved by our lack of money. We're not moved by what our body feels like. We're not moved that people abandoning us. Why? Because God's going to raise us up. So they have a spirit of faith. So women of faith, I came tonight to encourage some, to remind some to stay in faith, regardless of what you are going through. God has told you that he's going to do something for your family. God has told you that he's going to do something in your life. God has told you that he's going to do something about the situation. Stay in faith. Have the spirit of faith. Don't allow the pain of your process talk you out of doing what God has called you to do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody in a process that's causing you some pain? Anybody go through some stuff that your body is telling you, girl, go home now. Go lay down. You deserve to put the covers over your head. But a spirit of faith pulls you to get in your car tonight. Drive your way up to Atlas Road and walk up into Barber Way because you know that God is still God. Even though you got a negative doctor report, even though you don't know where your children may be, God's your God. I know you're going to let me lead me to him. I know I'm going to be all right. I believe you, God. Somebody say, I believe God. Somebody say, I believe God. So we're not going to allow our circumstances to talk to us. We're not going to allow what we see tell us we don't qualify, that we're not good enough. I don't care what it looks like. How many no's you get from your supervisor regarding that job that you know you that has your name on it. God says, keep claiming it. Keep speaking it. I will make a way out of no way. Come on now. I will begin to speak to someone that have you on their mind and they have the power to say yes and move the person that's blocking your promotion out the way. I don't know who I came to talk to tonight, but I want to let you know your promotion is on the way. Come on, give God some praise for that. No matter what you hear, no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, we're going to stay in faith. We're going to keep speaking the word. We're going to stay focused on what he has showed us. We're not going to quit. We're too close to the finish line. God's getting ready to do something for us. We're on the brink of a breakthrough. You're on the brink of your deliverance. You're on the brink of your turnaround. Don't quit now. You're almost to the finish line. So we're going to shake ourselves on tonight. We're going to get ourselves together. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one that's been dealing with opposition. Maybe I'm the only one been dealing with some stuff that told me, man, are you sure that's yours? Are you sure you should go forward with that? Are you sure God told you to do that? But you know what? I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by the voice in my head. I'm not moved by that stuff. I'm moved by what God has said to me. And I know that he's going to show himself strong. I got a knowing that God's going to help me. I got a knowing that God's going to be there for me. I got a knowing that he will show himself strong. Anybody of faith with me on tonight? Hallelujah. Y'all excuse me. So we're going to have the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. It's an attitude. It's an attitude that no matter what people may say about me, I know what God has said about me. I'm not going to allow this to get in my way because I'm going to look at that going to help me to get in the way I need to go. So I have an attitude. I choose not to quit. I keep going on. I have a knowing, even though I don't have a seeing. I have a knowing, even though I don't have a feeling. I have a knowing that God's going to bring me out. I want to encourage you that what you're going through right now is temporary. God has already spoken about your victory. He's already declared your end to the situation. He already fixed it. He already healed it. He already opened it. He already shifted it. He already moved it. So we have an attitude. Because we know, since we have an attitude, we can talk the talk of faith. You know how people, they think they got it going on? God bless you, Mother Jackson. Forgot to honor you. Forgive me, please. You know, they think they have it got it going on. And they talk so much smack. Somebody told me that, you know, my grandson, he plays soccer. And he talks. He got a lot to say. He just talks. I said, where did he get all that talking from? We're trying to figure out. But what he does, he goes in and start talking to the kids like, yeah, well, I won. We win. We're going to get this. And so because he already know, he got some confidence. He walks on the field before they play the game that they already won. He has an attitude. So because he had an attitude of confidence and he has a spirit of faith regarding they're going to win the game, he already talking the end. So the spirit of faith has a voice. I'm come for the ones who are silently suffering. You allow the pain to shut your mouth. But I want to encourage you on tonight. If you just open up your mouth in the midst of your pain and declare that God is a healer, or declare that God is my provider, and declare that he is a way maker, that demon that's been tormenting you at 1 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning, when you wake up in the morning telling you that nothing's going to happen, he will run because he understands about a spirit of faith. So hold on to your confession. Whatever God told you that he will do, don't let your situation take it from you. Keep speaking. The spirit of faith has a voice. Hebrews 10th chapter, the 22nd verse says, let us draw near with a true heart, a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. 23rd verse, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. Without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Don't change your circumstances. Don't change your situation. Don't change your confession because you've gotten another negative doctor's report. Still call yourself healed. Still declare by his stripes, I am healed. I don't care what it looks like in the natural. We're not going to waver off of our confession. We're not going to change it because God already said it. And I'm not going to be ashamed of my confession because everybody knows what's going on in my life. Everybody know about my car being repo. Everybody know about me losing my house. Everybody know about my daughter, probably a teenager getting pregnant. Everybody know. I'm going to still come up in church and boldly say, the Lord God is my helper. Whom shall I fear? I'm not going to waver off my confession. I refuse to be intimidated. Say that. I refuse to be intimidated. I refuse to let the devil punk me. Use your voice. Open up your mouth. Declare what is yours. 2 Timothy 1 and 12 says, for which cause I also suffered these things. Here, Paul going through so much beating. Everybody knew about what he was going through. He was in prison. He said, but nevertheless, I am not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed. I know you heard, he basically said, me preaching the gospel of healing and me preaching the gospel of deliverance and me preaching the gospel that God's going to help you and God will save you and God will do great things. But I'm in prison. But I don't care that I'm in prison. I'm still not ashamed. Even though I've been beaten, I'm not ashamed. I refuse to be ashamed of the gospel that I preach and what I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. So no matter what it looks like now, God already has my healing. He has my deliverance. He has what I spoken, and he's holding on to it. And when that day shows up, I'm going to show up with that day. I'm going to show up with the spirit of faith. I'm going to show up in faith, and he's going to release what he has promised me because I'm showing up. Don't stay home from church. You got to show up in church. You don't know that in church may be what God has already spoken to you about. He may have someone on your heart and they will do something for you. So you got to come to church. Don't stay home. Tell your neighbor, don't stay home. Tell him again, don't stay home. Come on now, in these last days, you need to find your way to church. Use your voice. We believe, therefore we speak. We believe, therefore we speak. And also, the spirit of faith is an attitude. So it's a praise. It's a posture of gratitude. It's a posture of thanksgiving. So when you use your voice, the Spirit of the Lord said, don't use it to complain. Use it to praise. He basically, Paul said in the 18th verse, I know we're going through, but we're not in despair. We're not in despair. We're not concerned because we have a spirit of faith and we are going to be thankful and we're going to give God praise because we see the end of this thing. We're not looking at our present circumstance and situation. We don't receive the end of our faith. So when we use our voice, we're going to declare and we're going to decree. And when we use our voice, we're going to use it by giving God the glory. We're going to use our voice by thanking God in advance. Come on now, we're not going to wait until the manifestation. We're going to praise our way on the way to the manifestation. We're not going to wait until God show up. We're going to praise him because he is God and we know he's going to show up. Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter, the 17th verse, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will not be a circumstantial praiser. I'm going to remember who God is. And I'm going to stir some things up. I read the first verse and it says, because God has already been good to us. He has already showed me favor. He's already blessed me. He's already helped me. Therefore, I can't quit. I can't give up. We can't faint because I know he has been good. So what I'm going to do to use my voice, instead of complaining, I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to remind myself of everything he has already done for me. And I'm going to stir up my joy. I'm going to stir up my praise. And I'm going to give God some glory in the midst of my crisis. I'm not going to allow my crisis to cause me not to give God some praise. Because only the dead don't give God praise. And while there's still breath in my body, I'm going to glorify his name. So women of faith, I challenge you on tonight to stand on your feet, to give God some praise, to glorify his name, to magnify his name, to use your voice, to use your voice, to give him praise, to think of his goodness, to think about what he has done for to you, then all of a sudden your soul cries out. The spirit of faith. That the spirit of faith is an attitude. So you draw the line in the sand, the faith line, and you talk smack to the devil. No, he's going to show up. God's going to help me. He's going to help my children. Oh, he's going to bless my house. He got me on his mind. I'm in increase mode. He is my provider. I know it looks like I'm eating a can of beans, but God is going to help me. And so you begin to think about his goodness, and then you're giving some praise at the same time. So as you finish declaring and decreeing and talking smack, all of a sudden, a praise rises up on the inside of you. And you have put on the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. The shackles fall off of your soul. Your mind gets liberated and the devil got to flee. Women of faith, use your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Spirit of faith. It's not moved by what it sees. It's not moved by what it hears. It's not moved by what it feels. It's moved by a knowing. And it shows up with an attitude. God got me. He won't let me fail. He's going to show up for me. He's already been good to me. I can't sit down on him. I got to give him praise. I can't stay home from church. I got to give him praise. Even though everything may not be right in my life, I'm not in despair. Because I know he's going to raise me up. So if there's anything going on in your life that doesn't set right to you, God said, you turn all those things into prayers. Philippians says, be anxious for nothing. And prayer, supplications, with thanksgiving. God began to tell me, turn your worries into prayers. The devil should get concerned about vexing you because he knows you're going to start writing stuff down. Oh, I'm going to pray about, oh, I'm praying about Fuquan. Oh, he going to get himself, oh, you're going to mess with my child. Oh, I'm going to pray about that. Oh, what, you're messing with my body. I'm going to pray about that. So tonight, if there's anything that's heavy on you, I want to pray for you. I want to welcome you to the altar. And we're going to turn those concerns and those cares into prayers. So you just gather yourself. Bring your children that's on your heart to the altar. Finances that may not be right, bring them to the altar. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are a helper. That you are a present help in a time of trouble. So we thank you, Lord God, that you see the hearts, you see the concerns, you see the cares of your people. You are their God, and they are the sheep of your pasture. So I thank you, Lord God, that you begin to move. We put children on the altar tonight. And we call them saved, and we call them delivered, and we call them set free. In the name of Jesus, the seed of the righteous shall be mighty on the earth. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, over our homes. In the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that no weapon formed against our house shall prosper. prosper in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name, Lord God, that you are their help right now, that you're bringing a child home. You're bringing them home. We call in the backslider right now in the name of Jesus. We call in that wayward child, that child that's in rebellion. We call them home in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, any addictions, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you take the taste out of their mouth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for supernatural deliverance, Father God, from drugs and alcohol. We call them whole.
Hey, I'm so glad you're still with us. But before you go, I want to pray for you. I don't know what you're going through, what you might be dealing with, but I want to pray that you find and discover that God is for you and that you can stand in faith. So let's go before the Father. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for our viewers on today. I thank you, Lord God, that they may be wrestling with some things and wondering, God, where are you? I thank you, Lord God, they know right now you are with them. And I thank you for the spirit of faith to rise up on the inside of them, letting them know that they can persevere, that they can continue, and they can win. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.